Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We were just talking about Schoolhouse Rock, and David Plyer texted me. He's on Saturday nights at midnight, and Plyer, when he filled in for me, apparently last Labor Day, maybe, interviewed Bob Duro from Schoolhouse Rock. Bob Duro, the guy that did Schoolhouse Rock, died yesterday at 94. We'll play the preamble, because many of you have requested the preamble coming up. And again, I'm trying to get this. It's mandatory for everyone in elected office. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. 844, Komen, Chicago. The race for the cure is coming up. I've got a Chicago police sergeant in studio, not because we've broken any laws, to the best of my understanding. But she's got an amazing, amazing story. And also the race chair and interim executive director, who is one of our favorite people. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, Mike definitely is.
Mike Stambaugh. And Sergeant, is it okay if I call you Sergeant, or do you prefer Melinda?
Melinda's fine.
Melinda, and help me out with the Greek. Give me the Greek on the last name.
Well, Linus or Linus, depending on how
Linus.
You want to
say. Linus.
Melinda Linus.
Yeah, Linus.
Yes. Who's a good-looking dude in the back that you brought with you?
That's David.
Wow, that's great. You got a lot of positives going on there.
Yeah.
Melinda, tell me, what have you been going through? Because a year ago, you got some pretty tough news.
Yes, actually, last year at this time, I was going through chemotherapy. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And this time was about my final chemo treatment.
And how are you now? You look fabulous.
Thank you. I feel great. It's been a long year. And reflecting back on the year, I realized just how tough it was. But I feel great now. So I'm kind of focusing on where I am now and looking to the future.
It's the right thing to do. But that, of course, brings a real attention from your world on what Komen does every year, right?
Yes. It provides so much service to women like me going through breast cancer. And they raise so many funds for research to help other women that are battling this disease that may have advanced stages. We're trying to find a cure. We're trying to find help for those women and buy them more time.
And others you know were diagnosed with you as well. That's a very interesting story.
Yes. Yeah. The reason I found my cancer was because my best friend and fellow officer was diagnosed about 4 months prior to me.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Yeah. She went in and it turned out that she had stage 4 breast cancer. So when I went in for a routine exam, I had no signs or symptoms. They saw something suspicious in my mammogram, and I opted to have a biopsy. And they did say, yes, it is cancerous. Wow. So I started my journey. I had surgery. They realized it did spread to my lymph nodes, which they didn't think it did, but then they had to go through chemotherapy, another surgery, and rehab. So because my friend was diagnosed, I took a very proactive approach to my health, which I benefited greatly from. That's why I'm here healthy now, a year later.
And what do we know about your stage of recovery? Are you good to go now? There's no shoe that's going to drop down the road, that kind of thing?
Well, that's the scary thing. It can. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that I can say I'm cancer-free today. I'm depending on a drug for the next 5 years to keep that cancer away. But at any time, it can come back. So as much as I feel like I'm a survivor and I could shout that, yes, I'm cancer-free, I still have to worry. It could come back at any time, and if it does, it's going to come back worse than it was.
Yeah.
So that's why this research is so important, to keep this cancer away.
You're a great spokesperson, too, as well, and you went through this journey with your friend, and CPD completely rallied behind you as well.
Yes. Our police family was so supportive of us, and we couldn't be more grateful to them. We were overwhelmed by the support from them, yes.
Mike Stambaugh is here, interim executive director at Komen Chicago and the race chair, and a fountain of positivity in a dark world. Always smiling, always happy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us on.
All right, these stats are scary stuff. 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer in their lifetime, and the funds and research has talked about are going to battle especially deadly metastatic breast cancer, but critical needs being met in Chicago are what? What are we doing with the money?
So the good thing is that 75% of the money donated and raised stays in Chicago.
Okay.
We send 25 to headquarters to fund research. And Komen, as a nonprofit organization really has a bold goal. And our bold goal is to reduce breast cancer by 50% in 2026. Now, that's a bold goal, right? It is so important for people like Melinda and Jess to have, you know, the backing from an organization like us.
Sure.
We want people to remember the number 180.
What is 180?
$180 is what it costs for us to give a low or no cost mammogram for free here in Chicago.
So, and this eliminates one of the great excuses. We've talked about this before. People go, I don't have insurance, or I can't do this. And then by the time you actually realize you have to do it, it could be too late.
Yeah. And there's a staggering stat. 1,000 women die from breast cancer in Chicago every year. We can really make a dent in that and bring that number way down. But you need to, you know, everyone needs to get involved. People need to step up. Look, I was telling, you know, Melinda earlier, if people can't donate their time or their money, or, you know, donate their money, donate your time.
Yeah.
Like, I have a really good friend's mom who I've never met. She emailed me. She's coming into Komen offices tomorrow.
Gonna volunteer.
From 2 to 5, and she's going to make phone calls.
It's great.
Right? I mean, fundraising is amazing, but volunteer comes at all levels.
Right. And people, and Komen's such, it's a great organization, too. People are always asking, okay, will all of my donations go toward research and funds and support as well?
Well, you have one of the lower, to my understanding, one of the lower admin costs there is. Because what you do is you break this stuff down, how much of each dollar goes to help, and you guys are running as bare bones as you can.
Yeah, let me tell you, I mean, as I stepped into interim executive director, I was blown away by how lean our staff is and the output that we give.
It's efficient.
It is so efficient. And honestly, like, we were emailing each other at 10:30 last night. It's a family, and everyone has a story, right? Cancer does not discriminate. And if people have other types of cancer that we can help, call us. Like, we'll introduce you to people, you know, organizations, local opportunities to help you or your family. It really isn't about we just are pink for breast cancer. I mean, we really are here for the main goal to help everybody and to get rid of this. I mean, cancer just has to go.
It's a scourge. Yeah, it's an absolute scourge. Yeah. Bonnie Hunt is this year's honorary race chair. We love Bonnie.
Yeah. She is. Yeah. She is. She's tremendous. Great. We're super excited. And actually, Melinda and Jess had an opportunity to meet her.
Yeah, I met her around opening day for the Cubs. And she is so excited to be a part of this race, and it was really it made me feel very special because she really cares about the breast cancer community from her history of being an oncology nurse. So I'm really excited to share the day with her.
You can take Bonnie Hunt out of Chicago, but you can't take the Chicago out of Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah, that's right.
You know that old saying.
What do you want to tell women everywhere? Because, I mean, you didn't think anything was wrong. You went because of your friend.
Right. And everybody's journey is different. But in my case, I want women to know you have to take care of your own health. Again, I was perfectly healthy, the best shape of my life. And I still went for my routine mammogram, and I followed up with it. And based on my health and my history, which I had no prior history in my family, I opted for the treatments I opted for because they were right for me. So first of all, take care of yourself, get that mammogram, and then you do what's right for you.
Yeah. If your friend doesn't get sick, do you find this in time? Your friend got sick, which caused you to go and take a harder look, or was it a parallel lines kind of thing?
No, it was. I was scheduled for a routine annual mammogram because I was over 40 years old. I know, believe it or not, I'm over 40.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah, so I was 41 when I went for that mammogram, and with my friend going into the doctor with back pain, they found lesions in her spine. That was the cancer. That's what was causing the pain. Because of that, and what they found in my mammogram, they told me, it's usually nothing. It's calcifications. It's usually nothing. But I opted for an aggressive test to see if it was in fact cancer, which it was. Right. So I'm glad I did.
Do you recommend that, or is that something individually women have to decide?
Definitely individual. And I will, another thing what's important for everybody to know is don't judge a cancer patient by what treatments they're going through, because you don't know the whole story.
Right.
So because I opted for that and I opted for a mastectomy, some people think that's extreme, but because of all the factors, that was right for me, and it saved my life because they did find that it spread to my lymph node that way.
Absolutely. 5K coming up. KomenChicago.org is the best place for all the information.
Yeah, yeah. And just really fast, I have to thank our local sponsor Jewel, and
I'm not familiar with them. What are they doing?
Yeah, so it's this, you know, it's this new place.
Successful
you
grocery store chain. Yeah.
Get the necessities, and we're also having a really fun addition this year because our Coleman race is 21. So Tito's and Rivers Casino is offering a birthday party area. So anyone that raises or donates $180 or more, and if you don't make it before the race, you can we have a square, so we can take your credit card and we'll get you into the party. It's going to be a celebration. There are people that have like this race to them means a lot, and we want to honor everybody that is a survivor and
come
is fighting.
On, booze, gambling, and a good time. Absolutely. Why not? Have you done a 5K?
Yeah, but prior to getting sick, I was very active in running and doing Spartan races.
Well, it's got to be good to be back.
Yes, I have not run since 2016, so this might be atrocious, but I'm going to do it.
You're to prove, do it. Yeah, it's on Mother's Day, too.
Right.
Just but to your energy level's pretty great now?
Yes. And I kind of want to make that personal goal in my book that, yes, look how far I've come in the past year. So I'm going to run it. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I love your attitude.
Thank you.
So thanks for being an inspiration to everybody.
Thank you.
And listen, Micah, you can come in anytime. You know that.
Thank you.
Come in here and tell us whatever's going on, including with your cleanse. What? Did I say that out loud? Good to see you both. And again, it is ComanChicago.org.